Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here at the anchor desk. Rob Center on the other side of the glass, excelling in every way. That's his nature. He has almost no option other than to do that on a daily basis, so we always appreciate that. He is why the WKOK podcast page, Spotify, and many other platforms have our Sunrise interviews posted on them. On the news line with us now, Rose Weir is representing Sir Optimus International of Snyder Union and Northumberland Counties. We've been so blessed to have wonderful conversations with the Sir Optimus locally around here with the different scholarships and Dream It Be It program. Definitely life-changing and maybe even life-saving work by the Sir Optimus around here, raising up women and girls as best as possible. So, Rose, thank you so much for checking in this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I really do appreciate it. You're working together with Transitions of Pennsylvania on the Wisdom of Trauma that's going to be shown next Wednesday at the Campus Theater. So maybe just one sentence about Sir Optimus. Lots of folks are familiar with the great services and work of Transitions. Remind folks about Sun Sir Optimus and some of the work and the deliverables that you have.
Okay, with Sun Sir Optimus, we do represent Snyder Union and Northumberland Counties. And our mission, well, it is a global volunteer organization. So our mission basically is to work with women and girls to provide educational opportunities or training so that they can achieve economic empowerment. So all of our programming centers around that particular mission. And we do partner, which is what we're doing now. We're partnering with Transitions of PA, which also happens to be my employer. So I'm actually wearing dual hats this morning, representing the volunteer organization I'm involved with, as well as my employer.
And Transitions is working on this film that's coming up, this documentary at the Campus Theater. So tell us about the Wisdom of Trauma, and we're going to rely on you to give us a couple sentences about the trauma in general.
Okay. So, Sir Optimus International of Snyder Union, Northumberland Counties, and Transitions of PA have partnered together to co-host this 90-minute documentary. It features Dr. Gaber Mate, who is from Canada. He's very well known in the field of mental health and addictions. He's won many awards as an author. He's probably best known for in the realm of Hungry Ghosts, which talks about addiction and family, individual and family trauma. I think that's probably what made him become more of an international figure. And so this documentary follows him working with individuals that are incarcerated, working with homeless populations, but also working with just people in general. And he has a very different philosophy, challenges the medical field. He is a physician, and he does not believe in the current medical model that addiction is a disease. He really believes that addictions, and not just substance use, but of all of our addictions, really stem from unresolved trauma, and that that instead of stigmatizing people who then therefore don't get the right kind of help, and also he challenges the help that we do give, that it's not working. And he discusses how people just keep returning to rehab centers or to their same habits, and his philosophy is that we need to work at the root, and he believes the root really is related to trauma, unresolved trauma.
Well, yeah, as folks get an opportunity to attend this event next week at the Campus Theater, check out Dr. Gaber Mate online, maybe YouTube or just Google to find out a little bit more about the work that he's done, really just trying to address some of the things that not just are hurting our society, but really are weighing down individuals. When we talk about trauma, often I think on the radio, we end up talking about fires and crashes and things that relate to more traditional trauma. But in the past couple decades, the whole field of human services and social services and assisting agencies of all kinds have focused on trauma, and that is the sort of the upheavals that preceded today, whatever that may be. It may be something in our childhood or something yesterday or, you know, something years ago or something that might be current weighing on us that is a just a real detractor in our life or an incident or an accident or something like that. If we're talking about this trauma, Rose, do you have a better definition than what I call Lawrence's worthless definition of what trauma is when we're talking about it in this manner?
Because I am a certified trauma therapist, and so there's many different definitions out there. And what is traumatic to one person may not be traumatic to another. So typically people look at, say, domestic violence or sexual assault or fires or accidents. The general population accepts that as a traumatic event. But it can be things such as, and we call those the big T traumas, but the little T traumas such as being bullied in school or being told by their caretakers that they're not wanted or they're not loved or they're a pain in their butt, that they're not worthy, or a child feeling like they never can succeed. Those little T traumas, as we call them, just keep building up and building up. And if they're not provided some loving, unconditional support by other adults, that wears on our body, we internalize it, and we don't become a healthy, mentally healthy adults that feel that they can succeed in society because they've heard their whole life that they can't succeed, or they're not worthy enough to succeed. Well, so I don't have one definition. I guess I should say it's a combination for a lot of different things. But two people can experience the same thing, and one would become traumatized and another person would not.
All right. Well, I think you've done a fabulous job with that definition. I just find it just gripping to dig into this and to find out more about it. The Wisdom of Trauma features Russell Brand, who folks may know him as, sort of a sarcastic or comedic actor, and he certainly has been that. But now he's been digging into doing interviews and podcasts and talking to people who are informed on this and related topics, and has really just become a global force. And I invite folks to go ahead and look up Russell Brand. Skip the cinema movie portion of his life. You know, that's kind of silly. But honestly, he's really made a name for himself, kind of digging into what society is suffering from and how we can improve. So that's just my personal invitation. Rose, some additional time. You got a couple minutes here to talk about the important aspects of either this documentary that's coming up on Wednesday. Go ahead and set the scene at the campus theater and talk more about the Wisdom of Trauma.
Okay, so it is Wednesday evening at the campus theater. It starts at 6:30. It is a 90-minute documentary. After the documentary, we are going to have a short panel discussion with some local providers. We'll have representation from Gedenzia, from CMSU Base Service Unit, as well as a few others, just to share resources, because one of the things I've experienced in my entire career, different roles in my career working with human services, people will tell me, I don't even know where to start to access services. So one of the things they'll be sharing is, what are the first steps? Even if it's not for you specifically, maybe it's for somebody you care about. So they'll be sharing that, as well as their own response to this concept of Dr. Mate's vision that we need to stop stigmatizing, we need to stop labeling people, and really just providing them some unconditional support so that they can overcome the trauma that they experience. So again, 90-minute documentary, and then we're planning approximately a half hour, but we'll also be taking questions from the audience. So depending on the length of the questions, it could last a little bit longer. People feel free to leave after the documentary if they don't want to stay for the panel discussion. We'll also have a short, there'll be a small information booth from different agencies that will be represented, and then Seroptimus will also have what's called their transforming treasures, which is those are items, mostly purses, some jewelry, some scarves, that are being repurposed and sold, and they'll be there. And that money, we generally support transition services, so they'll be there as well to receive donations that we in turn will support the work that's done locally.
Well, fantastic description of the scene there. Thank you so much. So more than just a showing where you go in, go out, there'll be information and conversation and some repurposed treasures. What's the precise word for that again?
We call it transforming treasures.
Okay.
Transforming treasures.
Well, since you do that with people all the time, I think that's a great name for some of the objects that you're bringing there as well. Rose, anything else to add to our conversation? We're talking about the Wisdom of Trauma Wednesday, next Wednesday, May 11th, 6:30 p.m., Campus Theater, sponsored by Seroptimus of the Sun area, and probably Seroptimus in general, which is a national, global organization helping women and girls and transitions, promoting safer families and safer communities. Rose, anything else to add?
Just to mention that it is free. You don't need to pre-register. Just please come and support this local effort to bring a better understanding of what trauma is about and how we can help people.
And help ourselves. All right, fabulous. Thank you so much, Rose. Thanks for all you're doing. Thanks for your time on the radio today. You have an open mic here anytime. I guarantee I'm going to be calling you again to get more information. Just your field of therapy, I think it would be a fascinating exploration. So please mark your calendar for coming dates where Mark's going to ask you 20 more questions.
Okay, will do. And thank you for having me again.
You bet. Rose Weir, of course, representing Seroptimus International of Snyder Union and Northumberland Counties on our program today, but also a therapist at Transitions of PA, transitionsofpa.org, and you can search Sun Seroptimus and find out their contact information, and they are talking about the Wisdom of Trauma Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. at the Campus Theater, Lewisburg.